Hello, and welcome to the New Doctoral Student Consortium, or NDSC, podcast. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Matthew Josephy, an associate professor of strategy and entrepreneurship at the Kelly School of Business at Indiana University. Dr. Josephy attended the New Doctoral Student Consortium back when he was a PhD student in strategic management at Texas A&M University's Mays Business School. Today, I wanted to talk with Matt about his experiences at NDSC and how that has influenced his PhD journey and his career, as well as advice he has for new doctoral students who may be attending the NDSC and the Academy of Management Conference for the first time this year. Thank you so much, Matt, for agreeing to come on the NDSC podcast. We really appreciate any insights that you can share. I'll give you a second to introduce yourself, and then the floor is yours.
Thank you, Samantha. Yeah, my name is Matt Josephy. I'm an associate professor here at Indiana University now, and it's really amusing to me that you've heard through the grapevine that I have been a big proponent of the NDSC for quite a number of years. I often share my story of walking into Academy for the first time ever. I was at Disney World that year down in Orlando, and I had signed up for the consortium and was assigned to a round table. So it was a big ballroom, you know, probably about 20 different round tables that each sat maybe 8 or 10 people. And I still look back with such fond memories of my time sitting around that circle table. The format was such that we would listen to a panel of professors talk about what it was like to move into the field, what it was like to try the challenges of publishing. And I've forgotten at this point who most of those guest speakers were, or even the specific advice that they gave. But I can still tell you about half of the people that were sitting around the table with me, the people to my right, to my left. And it really reminds me of how people often talk about how when you first join academia, the field feels very large. Every time you read a paper, it's by somebody whose name you're struggling to remember. And very quickly, much more quickly than people might expect, the field starts to feel very small. All of a sudden, you're part of conversations. And when you see the table of contents come out for the journals that are most pivotal in your discipline or in your field, you start to realize, hey, I know that person. I've sat at a table with them. I've had a meal with them. I've seen them on a panel. And for me, NDSC is really where all of that gets started, because this is the first time when you're sitting with individuals from other institutions who may or may not even be in the same, you know, subparts of management that you are. And you start to have those conversations. And it's the first opportunity to really start to build that sense of community and start to build those relationships. And so I think when we have conversations with other scholars, sometimes you're building community around topics and common research questions. But another way of building community is around shared experience. And that's why the cohort that forms at NDSC can be so powerful, because these are individuals who, at the concurrently to yourself, are going through, oh my gosh, comps is coming up. What's comps like at your school? Oh my goodness, it's going to feel amazing to finish up coursework over the next year. Or, oh, I'm trying to decide which sessions to go to at Academy. There's so many. How do you even begin to decide how you're going to use your time and invest this week here? And so I am a big proponent of NDSC because for me, some of my longest standing relationships, now over a decade, are with people that I first met sitting around that round table.
That's amazing. So did you attended the summer between your first and second year?
That's right. So, I mean, I think it's become increasingly common over the last decade that people who are considering or contemplating getting into academia would attend. But at least at that point in time, everybody at the NDSC at my table was generally between their first and second years. So we had that in common. There were other more advanced PhD students who were serving as the volunteers and kind of the table hosts. And so some of them were also part of my network at that point in time. But for the most part, those of us around the table were early stage doc students.
So thinking of kind of those questions that you mentioned that are percolating at that time, how do you pick what sessions to go to at AOM? I'm going to my, third AOM this year, and I still don't know. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to have gotten it by now. How do you, particularly in those early years,
can you think of the types of session that were the most impactful to you or useful to you?
Yeah, I think there's a few different strategies and goals that I had as a doc student when I was selecting which academy sessions to attend. So on the one hand, you want to feel comfortable at first. So, you know, for the first day or two, you might actually attend a session where your advisor is going to be on a panel and you feel comfortable in the room. You know that maybe a professor from your school might be able to introduce you to a few other people in the room. You can hear people that you know well from working on your campus, but see them in a different forum, a different light, and kind of appreciate the respect and that they have in other parts of the discipline. So I really enjoyed. So Mike Hitt was my advisor, going and watching him present and hear him speak to a big audience and reiterate some points that we might have discussed one-on-one and hear the way that he would put that for a much broader audience. But once you feel comfortable, then I think you have to focus on some additional objectives. So one objective is to realize that this is a field of ideas and you need to be able to communicate your ideas well for those to be disseminated. So you might be attending certain sessions that are adjacent to your own research where you're able to watch and learn the vocabulary that others are using to describe ideas that you're currently wrestling and working with. So you might then choose a session that's very aligned with your own research interests and begin to understand and recognize who some of those individuals are. It always helped me to put a face and a voice to names of authors whose work I had been reading, because now when you go to read their paper, you can actually be reminded of when you've seen them live and in person. And, you know, they might talk slightly differently out loud compared to the way that they write. But now you can kind of appreciate the depth to how they are thinking about a certain topic. So you can be instrumental in that regard of becoming better able to describe your own research ideas in the terminology that's pretty common by listening to other people present. It's also a time when you can try to explore new ideas. So I'd say a different objective is to attend some sessions in a different division than the one where your own types of topics are being covered, so that you can start to appreciate kind of the boundaries of a category, right? So if your own research is in a particular space, then by going to something outside your space, you begin to realize like, oh, now I can understand what's cohesive about my own research ideas, my own research directions, because I can see what my research is not. So if attending topics very close to your own research lets you see what your research is and how to describe it, by attending something outside that boundary, you're better able to appreciate where your own lines of inquiry may stop or draw some boundaries around those. So if I'm trying to set up a schedule as a doc student, I'd first be trying to put myself in places where I can feel comfortable, in places with some people that I do know. Then I would be very focused on this instrumental goal of being able to better position and discuss my own work in future. And then I would also try to create some time where I'm stretching my boundaries and seeing research beyond my own interests.
I think that's a really great way to think about it. Outside of those categories, some things I often see on the academy schedule are all of the like journal sessions with the editors that get to know the editors. Journals talk about their mission, vision, values, the kind of articles that sit best in that journal, etc. When did you start going to like the journal sessions? Are they useful as a PhD student? Should you wait till later in your PhD journey so that you're closer to dissertation? Or is that a wait until you've actually got a job? At what point do you find those useful?
Yeah, I think this is a place where there's some redundancy, sounds like a harsh word, but there's some overlap in sessions that are presented at the academy. So I would encourage attendees to go to at least one session that is kind of vision setting, right? A place where very senior scholars are going to be able to give you a little bit of a historic overview of how research on a particular topic has emerged and what they see as future directions for that line of inquiry. That's one particular type of panel session. And then there's another type of panel session, which you just alluded to, which is much more editors saying, hey, at our journal, this is what we're currently looking for. And these are the current topics that we think are seeing a lot of traction. And I'd encourage you to attend a session like that as well. But I also encourage you while you're at Academy to carve out some space for reflection. If you just go to back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back sessions, it can start to get overwhelming, and it can also start to be quite intimidating. If you go to five or six sessions in a row that are, this is our journal and what we're looking for, and you know, by the way, our acceptance rates are in single digits. It can be quite discouraging as a doc student. It can be start to feel a little bit overwhelming. And you begin to become a little bit too much, potentially too focused on kind of the game of publishing, as some people might refer to it. And you're just thinking about how do I publish a paper. And obviously, as a doc student, you're wanting to spend the bulk of your time learning a discipline and learning a field and learning a set of topics. And that part can be really energizing. And so if you wait too much of your time towards the publication journey, then that can be quite daunting and kind of put you in a place that's more focused on how difficult our profession is, as opposed to how inspiring and exciting our profession is. So I think there's an important balance. I encourage somebody to leave enough space in their schedule to reflect on the sessions that they've just attended, and likely not to attend too many repeats or create too much redundancy where you're just hearing over and over and over again how hard it is to publish. Another thing I would say is to think about what your own doc program has prepared you well for, and maybe what you're potentially lacking a little bit at your own institution. So for me, I was fortunate to be at a doc program where there were top current and past editors who were teaching my doctoral seminars. And so for me, it was a little bit less important per se to attend too many of the sessions about here's how this journal works, because I had that from my own doc program. But in my doc program, for instance, there was an emphasis on some methods over others. So I could attend a session, for instance, on qualitative methods, which wasn't something that my doc program had a lot of coursework on. And so you might ask yourself, how can I use Academy to supplement in places where my doc program has less of an emphasis, and maybe you can skip or don't need to attend as many sessions where your doc program has a lot of strengths already.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it. I like the idea of Academy as a supplement to your doctoral program to learn some of those things. Being cognizant of your time, is there anything else you would want to share with new doctoral students, you know, early in their journey going to AOM for the first time, or just early in their journey as a doctoral student?
Yeah, so I think NDSC is a really good start for building that community, but then it takes continued effort after that consortium. The way that this becomes a community is that you continue to follow up. It's not enough just to have met the people the once. And so one of the things that I would say really helped for us was that those of us around my roundtable made a deliberate effort in future conferences and future academies to continue to get together. So the gathering was named after one of the participants, you know, almost in kind of author et al. Kind of format. And we continued to meet for dinner year after year. The other thing that ended up being a surprise was that the person I was sitting next to ended up joining as a faculty member with me here at Indiana, my first year as a faculty member. So you never know when your paths are going to re-intersect the people that you meet. And so the more you can build that community, and the more that you show up at conferences like Academy, realizing this is the start of a long career, right? These aren't just sort of one-off 1 hour interactions. This is the chance to start to plant seeds and conversations with people who you may continue to interact with for decades to come. And so taking that long view on building these relationships can be really helpful. In my case, we joined together. We did things outside the office together. We ended up co-authoring 3 papers together. So I really encourage students to realize this is the beginning. And the more effort you put into these relationships, the more fun and fulfilling this profession can be as you explore ideas and topics together, and then also build these shared experiences over time.
I think it's amazing that you've kept in contact with them. I love the idea of a somebody at all group reconnecting. So I think that's great advice. Well, thank you so much for your time and for your advice and your thoughts on the NDSC. I'm so glad you had such a positive experience and that it's, you know, lasted for so many years as a key part of the start of your doctoral journey. I think that's great. And that's all we can ask of a program like NDSC is to result in co-authored papers with colleagues in the future. That's great.
Well, thank you, Samantha, for doing this work. to continue to encourage people to dive right in from their very first academy. And I hope that the NDSC continues to serve that role and function. One of the things I hadn't mentioned is currently I'm an officer with the Research Methods Division, and we are proud and active sponsors of NDSC and have been for a number of years now. So the Research Methods Division is obviously really happy to support this initiative. And then we obviously encourage students and individuals to get involved with our division as well in support of their research goals through an emphasis on high quality methods throughout our profession.
Yes. And that's a great lead-in to plug that we will have an episode coming soon with the Research Methods Division. We're currently figuring out timing and all of that, but that's something to look forward to. We will have a whole episode dedicated to the Research Methods Division. And for anyone who can't wait that long, there is in our backlog of episodes from last year, a whole episode with the Research Methods Division that has tons of great advice on how to get involved with that division and how it can help you on your doctoral journey. So yeah, great resources across a lot of the divisions at Academy, and we're really, really grateful for Research Methods' continued sponsorship.
Thanks, Samantha. Have a great summer.